From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Early voting starts today. You can finally cast your vote for the next president of the United States. But once you're in that voting booth and you move your eyes down and flip the page and flip another page, you might find there's actually a lot that voters are being asked to decide this election. Luckily, WLRN's Wilson Sayre has been wading through it for us. Hi, Wilson.
Hey, Lewis.
All right, so Wilson, you've put together an explanation of all of this, which you can find, by the way, on WLRN.org. In South Florida alone, there are 98 different ballot initiatives people could potentially be voting on?
Yes. And I recently talked to a guy named Eric Sadoun. He lives in North Miami Beach, and that city has 10 municipal ballot initiatives. That's on top of 2 county and 4 constitutional amendments. How many pages is your ballot?
Well, here I have 1, 2, 3, 4, I have 6. It's a lot of homework. When I received it and I saw that there were a lot of questions on it, I said, well, that's going to take me more time than I thought.
He says when he first got his mail-in ballot, he didn't realize everything that was on it. And it took him a good hour and a half to read through it all, try to understand what it all said, and then finally make a decision. And partly for that reason, he's happy that he got the mail-in version so he could do the research in advance.
Because I must admit that in the last elections, since I was in the voting booth, I felt that I couldn't take the time and I didn't have the resources at my disposal to make the right choice. So there might have been 1 or 2 questions on the last ballot where I just answered just for my gut feeling and not with intelligent research.
So let's walk through it. So the first thing you'll see on your ballot is the president, and you'll see the names we've been hearing for months now: Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Gary Johnson, Jill Stein. But there's 2 more candidates you probably haven't heard of. Daryl Castle, he's a candidate for the Constitution Party, and a Florida guy named Rocky De La Fuente.
And we all thought that the Florida guy was out of the race.
Right. There's another one. De La Fuente actually just moved here from California. He was running for the Democratic nomination against Hillary Clinton. Obviously, he lost. But then through that process and trying to get on the ballot as a third-party candidate, now election reform is a big part of his platform.
And the first thing you need to learn is you need to qualify it in each state individual.
So he made it onto the ballot in Florida because Florida recognizes the Reform Party. You need to be a candidate for some party recognized by the state. Otherwise, you can only be a write-in candidate.
All right, so moving along.
Yes, okay. So then we have the congressional races for Senate, House, Florida legislature races, county elections. There's been a lot of news about these races.
Then you get to the judges, and some judges are actually elected.
Right. So for lower trial courts, these are straight-up races. So one person against another, and their campaign looks pretty much like any other campaign. But then there's also what's called retention elections or retention races. Floridians have 3 of these retention elections for the state Supreme Court, and more depending on which district you live in. So retention races are up or down votes. Should this judge remain on the bench? No judge in Florida has been pulled off the bench through a retention race, but it has happened in other states.
Why put that to the voters then?
Well, it's one way of putting a check on the judiciary. It's an opportunity to take somebody off the bench if people feel they're making inappropriate decisions, which obviously is a controversial notion, but it is the law of the land in Florida, and that's why we have retention races on the ballot.
Okay, so moving down, here's where it's getting complicated. This is the section of ballot initiatives.
Very complicated, especially if you live in Miami-Dade, where everything is in English, Spanish, and Creole. The ballot starts looking very long at this point.
And we've talked a lot on WLRN about the Florida constitutional amendments, the Solar Amendment 1 and Amendment 2 about medical marijuana.
And there are 2 about tax exemptions. They're not really all that controversial.
And I want to remind everyone, you've put together an explanation of all this, and people can find that at WLRN.org.
Yes. And that includes all the county charter amendments and every single municipal ballot initiative that any South Floridian could possibly be voting on, from Duck Key to the city of Miami, Aventura, Palmetto Bay, Coconut Creek, Boca Raton. The list goes on. Remember, there are 98 of them.
We really encourage you to check it out before you hit the voting booth. Our voter guide is at WLRN.org. Remember, early voting starts today. Wilson, thanks so much for putting this together and talking with us.
My pleasure, Lewis.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.